Thank you very much. My name is Meredith Funston. Thank you for giving me this opportunity today. I'm here representing Camp Onaway. I work for Camp Onaway on Newfound Lake. It's a 102-year-old girls' camp. And also I am on the board of the Circle Program in Groton, a program founded by Camp Onaway that serves New Hampshire girls at risk. And I'd like to say that while I am certainly only representing Onaway, I'd like to remind the committee that we have at least seven, that I counted as I was sitting here, summer camps around Newfound Lake with hundreds of children at each camp. I'm sure there are over 1,000 children every summer around Newfound Lake at these summer camps. And, the families from all over the country, and in fact out of the country, who entrust their children to us in the summer, do so for a lot of the reasons that you've heard today, the beautiful landscape, giving their children an opportunity to be out in the fresh air and the outdoors. And we work very hard to teach the children respect and appreciation for nature and the environment. We volunteer and we teach the girls to volunteer to help take care of the lake, to ensure that the watershed is protected so that the lake is healthy. We're blessed with one of the cleanest lakes in the country. It's a real gem in New Hampshire, and we do our very best to protect it. I, in fact, attended Camp Onaway, came to New Hampshire when I was 12 years old, and had a profound experience standing on the shores of Newfound, overcome with the responsibility of taking care of this beautiful place that we're all privileged to be in. So I do encourage you to think very seriously about taking this slowly and making sure that, of course, that our children are safe. I don't know for sure the scientific background about the health implications, but I am a little concerned hearing about some of the things that people are experiencing from the sound, the vibration, the light flicker, those kinds of things. I'm as concerned about the erosion, the impact on the lake, and I think we need to do more careful study about that. As they teach the boys at Camp Pasquani down the road from us, their motto is stop and think. And I think it's very applicable to this situation. And we don't want to get in the way of renewable energy. Heaven knows I support renewable energy and jobs and all of that. I just think we want to be careful to do it right. I also attended a wonderful meeting at Newfound Regional High School recently where an expert made a presentation that took about an hour or so. And I'm hoping, I've heard that perhaps the committee has an opportunity to also hear that presentation. I just think the more wisdom we take in about this, the better. But it was very enlightening and very interesting, and it brought to light a concern about what our most productive and efficient energy, renewable energy resources are in New Hampshire and in this region. And it certainly seemed like wind power was not at the top of the list, and that we should be thinking about solar and some other things as well. And if that's the case, we don't want to miss the opportunity to do that and waste our precious resources and on this, or make mistakes that we look back on and regret later. I think that's it. Of course, I was tickled that I think the most articulate and concise testimony came from an 11-year-old young lady today. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Janet Cody.